Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a rainy, rainy Tuesday. We're up to maybe 3 inches of rain in much of the Twin Cities. Your lawn should be looking good. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. Hour three, Dan is here. Mark Fry is here. And let's pick up on a story that Mark had in the news for the D-Rush Hour lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And we start with three Twin Cities area softball players who are suing the Attorney General as part of an effort to remove transgender athletes from softball. All of this because there is one player that plaintiffs allege was born male. A player who is a pitcher and is blowing away the other competitors in the league. I have shared my position on people who are transgender. And when it comes to sports, in my view, when you make a choice to get medical intervention and change the way you were born, you give up the chance to compete in a gendered sport. That's the trade-off. The lawsuit is against the Attorney General, but I can't help but feel for this high schooler. Over the next day and weeks, this story will continue, as it already has been news around the nation, around the world. And a lot of people are going to use this story as people use every story to make their point, to dunk on somebody else, to show how better they are or on either side of this issue. But the truth is, there is a young high school girl who is trying to play a game that she loves and is trying to go to class and be a family member. And I feel for her. I do. Because as you make your point, as you make your social media post, as you dunk on somebody else, there is a human being in the middle of this. We don't know all of the details about this Twin Cities area athlete's journey. And frankly, should we? I don't know. Do I like the Minnesota Athletic League's policy? I do not. Do I think that this policy of allowing athletes to play in whatever sport that they identify with is a good policy? I do not. Do I have love and concern for the person in the middle of this? I do. I do. Basketball on the agenda. Here in the Twin Cities tonight, the Timberwolves begin their run to the Western Conference Championship. In just about 15 minutes, we'll have an extended interview with my favorite online Timberwolves fan, Amy Hockert from Fox 9. Amy is out of her mind with her fandom. Amy and I also talk a little bit about the Minnesota Lynx, because with all of the playoff excitement, The Lynx are ready to get things going as well. The home opener is tomorrow night, and our friend Carly Knox, the president of business operations for the Minnesota Lynx, is with us at the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk about that opener. Carly, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, good evening. How's everyone doing?
You know what? We're fired up about hoops in this town, which I think is always good for the Lynx as well, right? When you have the Lynx rocking, as we've had a real nice start to the season, and you got the Wolves still in it. I don't know, if you're a hoops lover, you're living the dream right now.
Oh, it's incredible. We always say these are high-class problems, the stresses of crossing over the two teams when, you know, we're in playoffs and the Wolves start and vice versa. And so exciting times for Minnesota basketball. We couldn't be happier for our brother team and vice versa. So wonderful times. So hopefully as fans, we come out and support each team and cheer both teams on to a championship.
So far, the Lynx have easily handled the Dallas Wings and the LA Sparks, and it's the Wings again here tomorrow. And what's the situation like? What's the ticket sales like? What are we looking for tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. Already sold out in the lower level and well into the upper level. But, you know, obviously it's everyone's first opportunity to come out and cheer on the Minnesota Lynx, who took it to game five of the WNBA Finals. And such a special team that we have. And also wonderful to welcome Paige Beckers back to Minnesota. And it's going to be rocking there tomorrow night and a lot of fun. So we're excited.
Carly, I think that people are being too nice to Paige Beckers. And I'm like, she is on our opponent's team. We had a city name themselves Paige Beckers here. I feel like I'm the only person outraged about this, but like, I'm not interested. Good, Paige, you had a great run. I'm glad you were one of us. But Texas can have you now. I'm done with her.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen. You know, much respect. You know, Paige and Caitlin, their favorite WNBA teams in history were the Minnesota Lynx. So they grew up on the Lynx and our dynasty, and you know, our historic runs with that team, and like fell in love with the WNBA through the Minnesota Lynx. So there's plenty of love to go around. So hopefully welcome her with a big L tomorrow.
There we go. Because what I'm hearing from you is that would there even be a Paige or a Clark if it wasn't Beckers Clark if it wasn't for the Lynx? Maybe no.
I mean, I don't think the Lynx can take all the credit, but we can certainly talk about you know, the inspiring women that we had on the team during that time and how phenomenal they were. And you know, you talk about Simone Augustus and Maya Moore and Sylvia Fowles and Lindsey Whalen and Rebecca Brunson. I mean, these are some of the greatest players to ever do it. And, you know, as referenced by Women's Basketball Hall of Fame and Naismith Hall of Fame, we got Maya and Syl going in this year. And June 14th, we're honoring Simone Augustus for her induction into both Hall of Fames last year. And, like, I think people forget, like, how historic that team was and how many people they inspired. And so, you know, are we the reason they're in the W now? You know, certainly can't take, you know, all the credit for that.
I'll give you the credit for it.
Inspired them.
How about a little more love for our own team? All right. I'm cheering for Nafisa Collier. All right. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Like, we're happy
That's
for
That's what
you.
I love about you.
All right. Carly, I hope you pack it in tomorrow night. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Go Lynx and go Wolves.
All right. Good stuff. Carly Knox from the Minnesota Lynx, the head of business operations. Get your tickets for tomorrow. One more story in the lead for us. And our third item brings us to a guy that all you have to do is yell out his name. And you know what we're talking about. Norm!
Afternoon, everybody. Norm! How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough. Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
Norman?
Hey, Norm?
I heard of that stuff. Better give me a tall one in case I like it. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm!
Norman?
How you doing, Norm?
Cut the small talk and give me a beer.
George Wendt died today. He was 76, a Chicago native. Da Bears, you know that Chicago accent. Did you know he was the uncle of Jason Sudeikis? George went 76 years old. Jason Sudeikis was Ted Lasso and still is Ted Lasso. He's alive and well. But one of the iconic TV characters of all time.
Sudeikis, also a one-time SNL cast member and was part of Da Bear's schedule or sketch. So family tradition then.
Pretty cool. That is the lead. Page two continues in just a minute. We're going to talk about some of the best golf courses of America right here in our backyard and a local angle on the new Pope that involves a movie theater in Roseville when we come back.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
D-Rush Hour News Headlines, page two, and we begin with the news that several of the best golf courses, because everyone's lawn is going to look like a golf course after all of this rain, but a lot of the best golf courses in America are in our backyard. Wow. From the tee right into the cup that fast. That's amazing.
It's pretty good.
It's a heck of a shot. Bring me the news with the write-up from Golf Digest. Now, Minnesota only have one course in the top 100 courses in America. Wisconsin had four. So our top course is Interlochen Country Club in Edina. Number 64. Golf Digest wrote about Interlochen Country Club the way I wrote about my high school girlfriend. Interlochen's edginess is back, with ominous strategically arranged bunkers guarding greens and fairway lines, and the expanded putting services presenting a range of come-and-get-me hole locations that haven't been seen in ages.
Hey, now.
Ouch. My gosh. That explained why Fabio was on the cover of this. Five courses in Wisconsin that made the top 100. Milwaukee Country Club in River Hills. Sand Valley. Oh, Sand Valley is so cool. Number 69. Erin Hills Golf Course in Hartford at 49. And Whistling Straits in Sheboygan at number 29. So what about our, like, what about the Quarry? What about the Wilderness? What about Hazeltine? What about the Classic? Hazeltine only one to crack the second 100 greatest. We're getting a little ripped off, I would say. What do I know? Well, honestly, what do I know about anything? But specifically about golf, I'm not your guy. Local angle on the new Pope, and this is a real local angle because the Pope was here and he went to a movie theater in Roseville.
Oh, yeah. Me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
Pioneer Press talking about the summer of 1980. Now he's Pope Leo the 14th. At that time, he is Bob Prevost. Went to see the Blues Brothers. A mission from God. Goes with a Lutheran friend. This sounds like the setup to a joke. So a priest and a Lutheran go to a movie theater in Roseville. The Roseville Four, it's now gone. They ate at the Black Forest Inn. Do we believe this story from the Reverend John Snyder? Do you know John Snyder, Lutheran?
I don't, but...
Senior pastor
I'm
at St.
Sure.
Stephen's Lutheran Church in
I'm
West
St. Sure
Paul.
I care for the tone with which you're impugning his honor.
I'm just saying... What I did in the summer of 1980. Well, who can forget? Me and Bob Prevost. Just a little bit. It's just an excessive amount of detail in this story. It's like, Although, who am I to criticize, as I did a full half hour about spilling coffee on someone in the subway.
Although, technically, that was just this weekend. This was many years ago. But, yeah, no, I absolutely believe this.
All right.
Because everybody's coming out of the woodwork with these stories, right? It's the first time we've ever had an American Pope. So, you know, the White Sox got video of him at the World Series.
But they were just, they were in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Prevost is, you know, a Catholic in the Augustinian order. Snyder is at Luther Seminary in the Evangelical Lutheran Church. So they're at this clinical pastoral education group at Abbott Northwestern Hospital. So you're learning, like, how to be a chaplain kind of deal. Huh? Sounds like a hell of a weekend.
That's
right. He actually had photos. Well, I shouldn't say a hell of a week. But
too late.
Seems like it's probably true. This other part I thought was amazing. So, you know, if you know a guy who gets a vote on the Pope, like, do you send him a text? Like, pick a good one. I don't know. Like, what do you say? It's so weird to think, like, you knew a guy.
Yeah.
And you still know him to the degree that you could send him a note. So according to this story in the Pioneer Press, he reached out to his old friend about a week before the conclave, wishing him well as a voting member of the College of Cardinals.
You just let him know you're keeping him in your prayers.
And he responds, love to you and Polly. Thanks for your friendship through the years.
Very kind.
It's all in God's hands. Blessings, Bob. So crazy.
How many times do you think he's screwed up the signature and started to go to Bob and then, oh, no, it's Leo now. Yeah. I got to do Leo.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's signing all his checks. Bob Prevost is like, hey, the bank won't even. That's page two of the D Rush Hour news headline. Let's leave it at that. That's enough. I think once you're making check writing jokes about the new Pope,
you're pretty much done.
That's when it's time to hit the button and say, in a minute, Amy Hockert. Finally, a respectable journalist on this show. Amy Hockert joins us to get us ready for the Timberwolves tonight. Because if you only know Amy Hockert as the buttoned-up, type-A focused news anchor on Fox 9, you do not know the unhinged, ridiculous Timberwolf fan that shows up on social media. We'll ask Amy what's going on with all of that when we come back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.